And gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, coming to you live from our radio and television studios in beautiful, warm, sultry, balmy Northwest Pennsylvania. At least it ain't Mississippi, right? Yeah. Folks, we've got two different websites, HagmanReport.com, as well as HagmanandHagman.com. I could say Canada, too. That's where it's really cold up there. But, I don't know. I mean, I was talking to a friend up there in Canada, really great guy. You might remember him, Archangel from Northeast Intelligence Network. Fantastic guy. Him and his wife got a beautiful, beautiful daughter. I held her when she was just born, and just want to say hello to Archangel. God bless you. Thanks for all you're doing for me up there. All the work. It's incredible. You really outdone yourself, let me tell you. But anyway, folks, we broadcast live each and every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. That's right, Global Star Radio Network. And we want to thank Todd and everyone there at his organization for all they do for us. Also, Blog Talk Radio, thank you. Thank you, BTR, for what you do. Yes. Yes, fantastic organization. And of course, YouTube Live. That's where you're watching us on YouTube Live. Thanks for doing so. Now, we got a lot of things to get into tonight. We got a great show. First hour is just us. Not to be confused with justice. Just us. Did you hear Eric? Go ahead and mic up, Eric. Was that uncalled for? He booed us. I was going to say, follow him at Real Tech Eric on Twitter, but now I'm not going to say that. Yeah. Anyway, Joe's got a cold. He's looking for his binky and blanket. He was looking for his binky and blanket all day today.
It is it's a rough cold. Not getting a lot of sleep. All stuffed up and congested. But here, ready to go.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, here's what I do, all right?
It's not that hard.
Look. Here's what I do. You see this? Healthmasters.com. I take Healthmasters.com. Ultimate multiple. Say that five times. And I'm telling you, I take this. I have not gotten a cold or the flu all season.
That's about to change.
And they're over here going, of course, you know, look, you get it. I understand.
Well, see what happened is, you got Eric getting sick last week.
Jackie.
My wife got sick last week. I thought I was in the clear.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, woke up. Felt like somebody scratched inside of my throat and funny taste in my mouth, and here we are, full-blown cold.
What
I said yesterday
at?
On air that I believe my wife and Eric both individually conspired to get me sick, and I stand by.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people that are ill out there, sick with the flu and such, and we feel for you. We really do. But I'm going to tell you,
ultimate
multiple and cortisol buster. This is the key right here. Cortisol Buster. Wait a second before you go, because I want to finish this. Since I started taking Cortisol Buster, I'm actually able to finish sentences, incomplete sentences, and actually think, I can think clearer. That's right. Cortisol Buster, Health Masters. This is it. This is the key, along with Purple Sticks from Health Masters. But these two, along with vitamins B and C, that's the ticket. Go to healthmasters.com. Use Doug5 as the coupon code. Now, go ahead.
Yesterday, when Eric got here, he said, "Oh, you're sick." I said, "Yeah." He either said yes, like yes, or he said finally. That's why I'm suspicious of Eric.
You know, we're watching him. Seriously. We've got him under surveillance. We do.
I think he has us under surveillance.
Well, you're probably true. Now, you know what? It's a great day to be alive. It really is. It's a great day to be alive. And I hope each and every one of you out there feel the same way. because we have a limited amount of time on this earth. And, you know, I was talking to my wife over coffee this morning before I came to the studio, and I said, you know, that there's so much bad out there, there really is. There's so much craziness and so much, and it's amazing to me how, and let's just talk for a while. Just us. Kick back for a second. And there's just so much bad out there. You watch the news and look at what the news is doing, how they're ripping apart really everything. The mainstream media, purveyors of the worst of the worst, and they just perpetuate, really, they tend to exacerbate bad news.
Joe Scarborough talked about that this morning.
Really?
And,
I don't want to be like him though.
When you get a chance, go to
Lori Klisutis.
Go to Real Clear Politics video.
Yeah.
Joe Scarborough, fake news is discrediting legitimate journalism. This is about a 4-minute clip and he goes through 27, I believe it's 27 stories or 16 stories, that show and he explains how the media and the left are trying to trap Trump, like, oh, I got you, from reporting on his tweets to making up stories. And he goes through a list of stories that were made up. A lot of stories. He talks about, you know, hacking in Michigan, and he goes through the numbers, how many times it was shared on which websites, or how many times the article was, you know, retweeted. And he lays out a number of different stories and talks about how the media is not doing their job correctly, how they hate the president, and
there's a lot of hate.
He goes on to say that there's contention in a lot of press shops because they have been rushing to try to get Trump. He goes on to say, this is not saying Trump is not making stuff up. This is not saying we're not all disturbed by what everybody else is disturbed by. This is to say they have to do a much better job. You have media editors saying that they must do a better job. But it'd be worth it for people to go watch the video.
Very interesting.
I'm not a fan of Scarborough.
No, I'm not either. And even back from the days of the Lori Klisutis days, and if you don't know who that is, that was the dead intern, that dead office worker found in his office. But I've got lingering questions about that personally. Okay, nope. That's just me.
In one of the, I don't know if you saw the, I saw it today, the Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yes.
That was pretty funny.
I thought it was hilarious. Melissa McCarthy, look, I like funny. I do like funny. And
well, there's tasteful funny, and then there's,
yeah,
you know, distasteful funny. And that was pretty good.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Saturday Night Live ran a skit. I mean, it was probably the first time it was funny in the last 25 years, but ran a skit with Melissa McCarthy. I didn't see it live. I just saw it on the video. Melissa McCarthy's a Hollywood actor. You know, what'd she star in? The Heat, I think, with what's-her-face, Sandra Bullock and Mike and Molly. But nonetheless, she played Sean Spicer, the press guy for Trump. And did a really good job. I mean, I was really impressed how... I like funny. I like humor. I do. I like to laugh. And it was funny. And you're right. There's a difference between nasty, funny, and just funny. But I think she played that well. I do want to mention tonight's broadcast brought to you by Bamboo HR. All right. I do want to, in all seriousness, Bamboo HR, I tried this company out, because we do have, now we've grown to have employees. And Bamboo HR is an HR management, human resources management company. It's fantastic. It's the number one HR management software for small to medium-sized businesses. I'm going to be telling you more about that later. But anyway, yeah, Melissa McCarthy did, a good job with Sean Spicer and acting that out. But again, we have to have humor. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves. We have to be able to laugh and have that, you know, to me, God does have a sense of humor. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here. And I mean that because we're not cut out for this job. You can tell that. We're not professionals. By the way, I didn't finish. We're going to have Robert David still coming on. Hour number two and hour number three is, of course, Dan Dale. And if you haven't caught any of Robert David Steele and his work, he's an ex-CIA case officer. So, folks, tell everyone you know about tonight's show. It's going to be a good second hour, good third hour, but with Robert David Steele, I've seen a lot of his work. And I want to thank John Robertson for, again, John Robertson, our program director, producer, for setting that interview up. He's doing a great job with our guests. And we're going to be talking to Robert David Steele about Trump, about the plans against him and who's against him inside his own cabal. It's going to be a very interesting hour. And then, of course, Dan Dale. Now, I have another announcement here. And folks, I want everyone to pay attention to this because this is extremely important. You know, we exist. Hagman and Hagman Report exists because of you. Your financial support. We thank you for that. We could not exist without your financial support. Whether it's $5 or it doesn't matter. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Now, we've grown, and because of the rising costs of everything, and because of the fact that we were downloaded in 114 countries last year, 78 million unique downloads. It stresses, obviously, we have to get additional equipment, the servers, the bandwidth, all of this, the satellite fees. And so we have, in addition to your support, we do take on sponsors. One of our sponsors, Sherry's Berries, has agreed to give out five, that's right, count them, five $50 gift certificates. Now, here's how we're going to do this. It's got to be wrapped up in a contest. So here's the contest. The contest is going to be held tomorrow. This is to give you prep time. Sherry's Berries. If you've never had Sherry's Berries, oh, are they ever good? Well, here's the deal. Because we asked actually for something that we could give to our listeners. And they said, yeah, you know, we'll do this. We'll give you five gift certificates, $50 gift certificates, and distribute them like in a contest setting. So, okay, fine. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, for the first hour, we're going to have a contest because it's Valentine's Day next week, and it doesn't matter if you don't celebrate Valentine's Day. We're going to have a trivia contest. So we're going to ask five questions, one at a time, about the U.S. presidents and their first ladies. It's going to be pretty difficult questions. And, all you have to do is listen live tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio, Global Star, or YouTube Live. We will ask the question. And the first correct answer via email, studio@hagmanandhagman.com, in the subject line Berries. The first correct answer to each question will get a $50 gift certificate to Sherry's Berries. And I can't, and I wanted to get, because of our listeners.
Can I join?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, not allowed. Eric and his family and you and no one's allowed. No, except for the listeners. But you know, I think it's a great idea. It's going to be a fun deal. It's going to be a fun contest. It's something different. We've never done that before. They were gracious enough to give us five gift certificates. I think that's a great idea. And, I don't know.
It is a great idea. It's a good promotion.
So tomorrow. So tell everyone you know to listen to our program. You have to listen to it live. And we're going to ask a question and the first correct answer via email, we will give you a $50 gift certificate to Sherry's Berries. Beautiful gift for Valentine's Day. And if you even want to keep it for Mother's Day, you could do that. But you're not going to want to do that. You're going to want to do it right away, you know, get right away. So we thank Sherry's Berries. It's berries.com. And So tomorrow's going to be a fun time in amongst the information. But sometimes, again, sometimes you have to just lighten it up a little bit. We're hit with so much bad news, aren't we? So much bad news all of the time. And sometimes you have to step back and lighten it up a little bit. I just want to start out by saying, too, so that tomorrow. The other thing, I did a video today. It's on our video. It's on our YouTube channel. And we ask that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. That elevates the visibility. I did a video about the Fight Club. You know about that? If you, it's headlined on Drudge, or it was on the top left of Drudge, or the University of Central Florida. Yeah, it's on HagmanReport.com. But I did a 6-minute video, and it's very quick, but it identifies what is taking place. The civil war that we spoke about is starting to go hot. So,
The headline is Leftist Fight Club trains University of Central Florida students to fight Republicans. The Knights for Socialism group at the University of Central Florida held a workshop Sunday to teach left-wing students how to bash the face with Leftist Fight Club open to everyone but Republicans. And the article goes on.
this is billed as a self-defense class, but it's not.
They say that this Fight Club is in response to a record number of hate crimes against Latinx immigrants, Muslims.
Yeah, I didn't get that word.
Do you understand
that word, folks? Latin.
LGBTQIA+ community.
Yeah.
Jews, African Americans, and other minorities since the rise of Donald Trump and other alt-right neo-Nazis. Knights for Socialism has decided to host a series of self-defense clinics for anyone that want to learn how to bash the face, asserts the Facebook event page, for leftist fight clubs. The Rumbles at Lake Claire.
Well,
and then it goes on to explain how a local boxer teach basic hand-to-hand combat techniques.
The communists, Joe, are behind. The communist organizations are behind this. And if you look at, if you follow the links within the Facebook, and if you go through and you've got a that club was established on April 6th of last year. So when you go through all of the Facebook postings, and you have to dig very deep, you'll find connections to communism and how the communists and the Islamists, as well as the feminist movements, are all combined together to create this group. And of course, they are arming themselves. And it's interesting because you'll find, at the periphery of these organizations, you'll find a relationship with the older 60s, anarchist groups. And somebody had sent me an email saying, well, you don't make sense, you're combining fascists and communists and anarchists, and it doesn't make sense. You're exactly right, it does not make sense on the surface. How can everyone be combined in this? Because it seems like for example, the fascists and the communists are two polar opposites in terms of their objectives. Well, the thing that they've got in common is they want to bring down the United States. They want to rip the United States apart from within. So, as crazy and as ridiculous as this sounds, you've got some common elements here. And then, you know, I was talking with Steve Quayle this morning, and he put up a link to my video from the earlier video I did. It's a 14-minute video. It's my message to Christian men. Boy, I've been taking a lot of heat over that video. Got a lot of, man, just because I talk about men having to surrender their testicles to their, you know, Amazonian woman's purse, you'd think I said something horrible.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Indeed. But see, and here's what I believe. I truly believe this in my heart. I believe God created women to make man complete. In other words, I don't think us guys, We couldn't survive without women. I mean, aside from the obvious, you know what I'm saying? Every guy, in my view, every man who's a man, who's a man's man, needs a woman to support him. But also that man needs to support his wife, you know, the woman, and needs to be her protector. There's got to be a level of decorum and class, in my view. Women are precious. That doesn't mean you're fragile, but you're precious. And behind every successful man, I truly believe that there is a supportive woman who's successful in her own right, self-confident, and having all of the traits of a woman, the femininity, which is lacking in these feminist groups. That's what I was talking with Steve, and Steve and I were, and he said, you know, because I was joking about the Amazonian aspect of the appearance of the women, and he said, no. I mean, this is biblical. And I thought he was joking with me. And we, after about a half hour of conversation back and forth, he said, no, you're on the money, and it's biblical, and I won't get into it, but it really does speak to the rise of the feminist movement as a tool of the globalists. And perhaps Robert David Steele can talk about that as well, or at least give a mention to that as well. But I don't know, how do you feel about this, folks? I mean, what do you think about these marches? And what do you think about, like, the Ashley Judds out there saying, I'm not going to repeat what she says, but being very nasty. I mean, you've got to have a feeling. Because I know my wife, she's one of the classiest women I know. She doesn't like it. She said, they don't speak for me. And last night, Melissa Odin, my goodness. You talk about classy ladies. And for as much as we make about the millennials, that generation, for example, being out to lunch, look at the millennials, especially some of the young women, like Brittany Pettibone, for example. Look at her as an example of gravitas and as an example of classiness, and Tara from Reality Calls. And again, Melissa Odin from last night. Many others. And I would say most all of our listeners, female listeners, true women, and not these, again, I'll use the word Amazonian, not these Amazonian types where they're nasty and they're classless, they're foul. I don't know. But anyway, so I only said that just to mention that, if you have the chance, please watch both those videos, that I did. And I am coming up with another video, I'm producing right now. It's going to be a little bit longer, but in the event you didn't catch, I was on with Alex Jones. Was that yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. I was on with Alex Jones, and we talked, about 90 minutes about the pedophilia, about Pizzagate. Folks, I'm going to tell you this about Pizzagate. What is known as Pizzagate. It's my understanding, and I'll just tell you as quickly as I can. It's my understanding that the federal prosecutors, the federal investigators, the investigators themselves have had a lot of evidence against Anthony Weiner and against others based on the evidence collection from the 650,000 plus emails and the devices that were collected from Anthony Weiner. It's my belief and understanding based on the information I received that a couple of arrests, large-scale arrests, were made in the United States and at least one overseas, big bust, from the information that was gleaned off of the devices. Now, this is what I was told. I have no way to confirm this. But the other thing I was told is that there will be additional arrests. And in fact, the New York Post, I believe it is, it stated that federal authorities are going to be filing or looking to file federal charges against Anthony Weiner for sex trafficking.
That was just child pornography images.
Perhaps that's a better, more accurately stated.
At least that's what the reports last week said.
All right. But they're also expanding that probe. I left my notes about Mr. Weiner, and God bless you. In the see, this is what we deal with, okay? You should see all the mucus flying around here.
You're going to be saying that a lot tonight.
This is bigger than anything you can imagine in terms of in terms of the pedophilia.
I know we're coming up on trafficking. On the break, and I want to touch on this on the other side.
Sure.
I don't have any faith that anything's going to come of this.
I think some of it already has, the low hanging fruit. I really do.
Well,
look at Bucks County, Pennsylvania, that arrest.
Oh, there's a few areas where child trafficking has been interrupted by police things, by citizens. There was a story about a flight attendant who saved a child from a sex trafficking ring on an airplane. That was on Fox News yesterday. And they had the Pennsylvania episode. There was a Louisiana one and a Los Angeles child trafficking ring that was all shut down in the last 2 weeks. So it is gaining traction, as you said, the low-hanging fruit, but we're not seeing in the spheres of political influence and the business elite where we know these things have gone on from the Podesta emails. We're not seeing that materialize in anything yet. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. You know, George Soros is kind of like the boogeyman. He's everywhere, right? The guy, Tides Foundation. You know, his money from George Soros, this just came out recently through opensecrets.org, if you know that website. But they have kept records as to who has received money from Soros, and in particular, and this broke yesterday, or this was being discussed yesterday, but Senator John McCain, Senator Marco Rubio, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Governor John Kasich, Senator Lindsey Graham, and another Florida Republican, I believe it's Carlos Curbelo, have all received money from George Soros.
Anywhere from five figures down to $1,000 to $250 in some cases, but yeah.
Okay, House Republican Paul Ryan, $10,800. John Boehner, $2,600. Now, this is chump change, obviously. Joe Heck, $2,500, is the same with Ed Royce. Carlos Curbelo, $1,000. Rogers, Kathy McMorris Rogers, $1,000. Dan Donovan, again, in the House, Republican, $300. But the Senate Republicans, recipient of Soros money, you've got to know that there are strings attached to this. Now, we've gotten literally hundreds of emails, folks, from people saying there's a petition on the White House. Sign the petition. You need it needs well over 90,000 signatures right now to get a response from the White House to essentially expose and jail, or to investigate and charge George Soros. And I do believe, folks, I do believe in this initiative. Let me just read this petition here. It says, George Soros is a menace to the free world and stands in the way of making America great again. He is guilty of the following crimes. Financially supports open sedition in major American cities, resulting in millions of dollars of property damage as well as loss of life. Number two, attempts to manipulate Democratic elections by donating millions of dollars to his preferred candidates. And thirdly, seeks to curtail American sovereignty. In his own words, and I quote, "The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States. Changing the attitude and policies of the United States remains my top priority." And number four, he's a currency manipulator. Soros initiated a British financial crisis by dumping 10 billion sterling, forcing the devaluation of the currency and gaining a $1 billion profit. Boy, nice job if you can get it, right? Destroying a country. But there is a petition at whitehouse.gov. Issue an international arrest warrant for George Soros. Now, I would urge everybody to sign on to that. Certainly, we're signatories on that, and then we'd urge everyone to be signed on to that. It's got a time limit here. It's only a couple of weeks to get this done. But most assuredly, we can get 100,000 signatures. I'm sure we could. And I'm responding to hundreds of emails we've gotten about this. And I think it's a good initiative, and I think we should stand behind it. Because every time you turn around, you're stumbling over something Soros related. And so we need to do that. So go visit sign the petition at the whitehouse.gov website. We've done it. Do it. International arrest warrant for George Soros. Now, let me ask the business owners out there. And we've just gone through this. When you have employees, you have a payroll. It can drive you batty, can it? Seriously, I went to my accountant. I said, we don't have a lot of employees. We've got less than four employees on the books. I mean, full-time employees, that is. Didn't mean on the books, but. Sometimes managing this stuff, managing all things human resources, can be a real problem. And I went to my accountant and I said, why does this have to be so hard? Well, I found this absolutely fantastic human resource management software. We use it, we believe in it, and it's great. BambooHR.com. That's BambooHR.com. You've got to enter my code, our code HH. But here's the deal. Well, what is Bamboo HR? It's the number one management software for human resource management software for small to medium sized businesses. It's a simple central system for keeping organized and detailed records for every employee in automating countless tasks in human resources. There's no more files and file cabinets. There's no more spreadsheets, no more messy whiteboards. It's accessible through the cloud from any location at any time. You could do this from your bedroom, okay? I've done that. And if you've got a confidential salary history, for example, filed in paper employee files, do you have that? Well, Bamboo HR will secure the data and keep accurate records for you. It's so simple, so eloquently delightful to use. You won't need any instructions. If I can do it, you can do it. Everything is in one place. Job and salary history, vacation, sick days, which I think Joe might be using, right? Benefits, onboarding, training history, performance reviews, and so much more. So we have a limited time offer for you. Right now, you can try Bamboo HR for free for 14 days. That's right. You can kick the tires. You can check under the hood. You can take it for a spin. Just visit BambooHR.com. Click on the mic and enter our code HH to get a free 14-day trial. Try it. And you're going to wonder how you ever got along without it. Human resources paperwork solutions made easy. That's BambooHR.com. And enter our code HH. Fantastic service, by the way. So, you know, Joe, and I know you're under the weather, but you've been doing a lot of research about it, so many things in the news. Robert David Steele is going to be coming, but I know you've got some things that are going to interface with him, but go ahead.
You talked about this last week. There was an article in Breitbart today. The left's latest desperate tactic, smear Trump as mentally ill.
Yep.
And it goes on to say, since Trump had took office on the 20th, a trend has been emerging in which news media outlets have featured articles quoting healthcare professionals questioning the mental stability of Trump in a bid to delegitimize the president. The article goes on to talk about how the left believes that Trump is psychologically unfit for office. And it goes on to talk about what you mentioned last week, invoking the 25th Amendment of the Constitution,
yep,
which allows for the Commander-in-Chief's removal from office if the President is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. And the article goes on to say this comes after the left's multiple failed attempts to overthrow Trump's presidency. And healthcare professionals have been quoted in recent weeks attempting to diagnose Trump. They seem to be violating the so-called Goldwater Rule, which was established by the American Psychiatric Association after similar unsupported attacks against Senator Barry Goldwater happened during his 1964 presidential campaign. It was considered widely as a threat to the political establishment.
Now think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the attacks that Trump is undergoing here. You've had 8 years of Barry Satoro in the White House, 8 years of some of the most heinous attacks on our morality, on our spirituality as Judeo-Christians. You've had attacks against our country, our country's heritage. You've had this immorality, rampant immorality. A widening or an expansion of the abortion, the killing of the unborn, that is. Everything that could have been exacerbated under all of our morality and spirituality was under Barack Hussein Obama II. And even to the extent of conservatives and Republicans, even some on our own team saying, his illegitimacy or his failure to provide a bona fide and authenticated certificate of live birth that would qualify him for the office. We are not sure to this day, given the evidence, whether he was ever qualified, constitutionally qualified, to hold the office of the president. Now you've got some of the very same people on the right saying that Trump is not qualified because he has got some sort of mental impairment. They cite what? They cite his Twitter usage. They cite.
Speaking of mental impairments, did you see Nancy Pelosi today?
Yes.
There's nothing I can. I see nothing I can work with George Bush on.
Yeah, she's a little bit behind the times there. And she stood with Maxine Waters, who also made a kerfuffle with respect to Korea.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Putin is continuing to invade Korea, she claimed.
Yeah.
As well as...
I didn't realize that. Did you?
No, I didn't. And nobody else realized it either, nor did Korea.
Was she the one, Joe, that was worried about the island tipping over? Remember that story?
Yeah, I saw some comments about that. She wasn't the one. It was a male, I believe, if I remember right.
Folks, you remember that?
They were afraid. What was it? They're afraid that the U.S. military presence on the island of Guam would tip the island literally
right into the ocean.
Into the ocean.
Yeah. With all the heavy equipment, and we're being serious about this. And these are the types of people that are questioning the. Mental faculties of President Donald J. Trump. I mean, come on, man. Are you kidding me? But, yeah. So, yeah, you've got Pelosi and others leading the charge of invoking the 25th Amendment. And even some on the right. And I know Robert David Steele is going to talk about the people on the right, people within Trump's inner circle who he believes, and I tend to agree with him, are working against Trump in attempting to overthrow Trump from within. And this is why he's got his own Praetorian Guard there. And I think that we really need to pay attention to this, because you've got the riots, the obvious, the overt stuff going on. You've got the anti-Trump protesters that are just doubling down. And I would urge everyone right now, if you're listening to this and if you don't have a concealed weapons permit or if you don't have a weapon, I seriously believe this. I think you need to be prepared. If you're married and your wife doesn't know how to use a gun, I certainly would suggest that you teach her how to. Or if you've got an adult daughter, responsible adult daughter, the same thing.
Hank Johnson was the one who talked about Guam capsizing
okay.
in the ocean.
And where's Hank now? He's probably like getting a huge huge retirement salary, right?
Probably works for a global warming, man-made climate change organization.
Yeah. But we've got to watch, I believe. We've got to watch a number of threats, and the threats are being elevated. I think we're seeing a big time threat with the rioters, these anarchists. Who are embracing the tenets of socialism and communism. These anti-fascists, this anti-fascist movement, which doesn't make any sense. They're promoting, actually, they're celebrating knocking Trump supporters out. And this is a war not just of ideology, of political ideology, but this is really at the heart of it all. It's a war of spirituality, of morality. I think we need to understand how deep this goes and how big and how terrible of a war this is, but truly a civil war. And Yahoo News, which I don't really follow, there was an article about a story in Yahoo News that, where a couple married 22 years, I believe it was. Did you see
that? I saw that. They split because the husband voted or supported Trump during the election.
I mean, she was 73.
I just saw that. I didn't.
They were in their 70s.
Now, that's crazy.
I
thought they would be younger.
But see, I believe that obviously that was, they were in trouble long before that. You know, there's other issues at play.
Absolutely.
But you still have, and we've seen this like never before, through social networking as the tool, that are ripping families apart. I know people, on Facebook, for example, unfriended. Oh, I'm not going to. Sisters, brothers, family members, just unfriending one another on Facebook over political rifts, difference in their ideologies.
There's an article in the Washington Times today that talked about how productivity at workplaces are down due to the political arguments that are taking place in the work office, and people are less productive because they are focusing and talking with coworkers, whether agreeing or disagreeing with each other. But the uptick in political with politics being in the office is contributing to a decrease in productivity. I didn't see any examples they cited, so I don't know how they measure that. But
well, I don't doubt that. And it's interesting too. Robert Reich, the U.S. former Secretary of Labor, had recently done a video where he actually blamed, and I mentioned this on InfoWars yesterday, he actually stated that the rioters, for example, in Portland and in other locations, Trump had, the pro-Trump people had sent, I mean the people that were doing the destruction against the Trump supporters or on behalf of the anti-Trump initiative were actually paid for by the Trump people. Now, this is Robert Reich saying that. And I had made the offhanded comment. You talk about a whole new definition of Reichstag fire, you know, the false flag. This, to me, I truly believe this is the narrative, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to blame everyone related to Donald Trump. And it's not that we have, and I'm not going to speak for you, but I'll just say this. It's not that I am elevating or attempting to deify Donald Trump. Not at all. He's a man with a whole lot of faults. He didn't get where he's at being a nice guy. Okay. He's got a lot of faults, as we all do. I'm not enamored by the man. But what he has done, in my estimation, and I think God has used him to expose, and at least in my view, to expose the ideological differences of the population of this country. Look at, and his name could be John Doe. I mean, it doesn't matter. The man himself, in my view, does not matter. The consequences, the collateral effect, the cultural whiplash, the social and moral whiplash that we're seeing today is the dry tinder for the civil war that we're facing. So Obama had come in, and this is how I see it. I'm trying to give you a break because I know you're hurting over there.
I have constant sneezing on the tip of my nose, so.
Alright, that's okay. So Obama comes in. 8 years of Obama, 8 years of redefining what America is, 8 years of constant assault against the Judeo-Christian fabric of this country, 8 years, not just Obama, but everyone around him, Hillary as Secretary of the State. Think about what happened with her as Secretary of State. Think about the balance of power that shifted in the Middle East under Arab Spring, with Egypt and what happened in Libya. This is all under Obama's watch. Yet you've got all of these mind-numbed, snot-nosed, sniveling progressive types out there saying, oh, it was so great. Don't you miss Obama?
And it's so funny how everything Obama did was made to look like it was some, you know, heroic, you know, pro-American move.
Yeah.
And as soon as Trump gets in there and actually talks about putting America first, they're saying, oh, that's Hitlerian.
Yeah,
you know, he's
of course
a white supremacist.
Nationalism.
Everything he does, every person he nominates, every single tweet he puts out is criticized and you know, dissected to a microscopic level, trying to find innuendo, and it's just crazy. Obama could do no wrong. Trump can do no right.
That's
and it shows
correct,
you the way the media leans in this country.
And all of the media, all of the corporate media, and that includes Fox News, and sometimes especially Fox News, which, you know, it shouldn't surprise me, and I don't think it surprises you, and many in the new media, the independent media as well. And I think we're focused too much on Donald Trump, the man, at least in the independent media. I think what we need to do, we need to keep our eyes on the prize. We need to keep our eyes on the objectives. And now, DeVos was just, DeVos was installed. Okay, for example.
And what's interesting here is
confirmed
the Sessions vote for the nomination
should be done by tomorrow night, right?
But by him not being nominated before Davos, it gave the 50-50 split that led to the first time the vice president gave a deciding vote and a confirmation, which Mike Pence did today to confirm DeVos.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are, they say she's incompetent. She, is one of the worst cabinet nominations ever in history. I mean, if you go and read through some of these quotes from different lawmakers, Charles Schumer said it's the Republican side demanding a vote on an unqualified candidate. I hope against hope that another Republican will have the courage to join us. And he's talking about voting against her. And, you know, what's interesting is they talk about, they say a vote for Davos is a vote to destroy the public school system.
Okay, say it with me, DeVos.
DeVos. The public school system's already been destroyed. So Al Franken, Tom Udall, Chuck Schumer, saying she's incompetent, one of the most embarrassing nomination process ever. They go on to say she's going to destroy the public school system. Well, the public school system is already a wreck.
You know,
I don't see the problem here.
Right. I do believe
that the Department of Education or put somebody in there who is actually going to try to make some changes. There was an article I posted on the site yesterday where in New York State, Child Protective Services came to a woman's home because she pulled her children out of public school and started to homeschool her children. And they did a negligence check,
right.
I guess.
A wellness check.
But based check on the fact just that she was homeschooling her children. Then it goes through how they checked the fridge. They checked, the bedrooms and the living conditions, and then they made the family jump through hoops, coming to different appointments at different places to go through other information. And we see the massive failures in the education system, from the graduation rates to the literacy rates. It's just amazing. You know, you have almost a quarter of students that aren't graduating and aren't even learning, if they do graduate, skills that they need to learn.
The National Education Association has completely failed in their objective. It's time for some serious reform with our students. It's time to put the children first, not the teachers' unions. And that's what the NEA has done. Most, if you talk with
the curriculum, the Common Core.
Common Core, indeed.
The anti-Christian, pro-Muslim prayers in different public schools. And it's just, it's a progressive playground.
And you're right to mention this, and I kind of glossed over this, but this is the first time in the history of this country that a vice president ever broke a tie for a cabinet position.
The last one to vote was in 2008. It was Dick Cheney who voted on a tax bill.
But
this is the first vice president to ever be a deciding vote for a cabinet nomination.
And if I can correct something I just said, perhaps the NEA succeeded. If you look at the decades-long Frankfurt School-led indoctrination program that created the ignorant masses that we see today, perhaps that was the intent, and maybe they didn't fail but succeeded. You have to study the Frankfurt School, for example, to understand the basis for the NEA. And don't get me wrong, okay? I don't want people to get the wrong idea when I was talking about Donald Trump. Look, I personally, I like the man. I guess I'm just to be clear, you know, he is not a savior figure, or he's not a savior. We don't put him on a pedestal. He's a guy like everyone else. He's got faults. But I'll tell you something. The alternative in this case, Hillary Clinton, are you kidding me? Where would we be today? Would we even be broadcasting?
The future is female. You see that?
Yeah. And Steve and I were talking about that. And I'm glad you brought that up. We just have a minute to break. But Steve Quayle and I were talking about this feminist movement. This is biblical in nature. And the army of the Mahdi, for example, will be the feminist movement. Now think about that for a little bit in the context of the Bible, and think about that in the social context, in the social construct. Very interesting. But so Betsy DeVos confirmed and sworn in today. Interesting how that's going to play
sessions,
out.
The sessions vote will be tomorrow morning, according to this article from The Hill. And it should be interesting to see. I think DeVos. That was the one of the tougher ones.
Gotta cut down on NyQuil, bud.
Yeah, I wish I had some NyQuil. When we come back, Robert David Steele will be our guest, and it's going to be a fantastic interview. Don't go anywhere. And after Robert Steele in hour three, we have Stan Deo, as we do each and every Tuesday. So we'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. But what Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks, Pro Flowers, and Casper Mattress, some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can, it's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com.